Elton Mackin, a Marine who survived the wheat field, later wrote, "Little crosses stand above the dead. They do not tell how men died. They hide the bitter human stories of the war. They seldom stand alone. Men see to that." On June 17, 1918, 11 days later, the Sherman family received word of young Stephen's death. Stephen Sherman's last letter reached Minneapolis long after his death. Included was a short poem. "My life, I give it gladly. And as I laid it down, so beautiful to me, I somehow felt akin to that young man of Calvary, my captain there in Flanders." On June 23, 1918, a memorial service was held at Trinity Baptist Church in Minneapolis. The theme was Our Fallen Hero, and the service honored Stephen Sherman, who with his family was a member of that congregation. One of Stephen Sherman's friends wrote and spoke at the service, "His body lies under the lilies of France, but that which we knew and loved, the clean, unselfish, manly spirit, is in that wonderful country of eternal youth. What a legacy he has left us. How thoughtful he was for others, how loyal to his ideals, how sunny of spirit, how true a patriot and hero, how genuinely a lover of God. He is beyond our ministry now, but he still ministers to us and to the making over of this world after the thought of God." Stephen Sherman posthumously received the Distinguished Service Cross on July 3, 1918. In the aftermath of the World War, the task at hand was properly burying the dead. Many of the 116,000 American dead were buried in the American cemeteries in France. The Sherman family decided they wanted Stephen's remains brought home. As a result, his family mourned their loss in the summer of 1917 and experienced renewed grief more than 4 years later when the body came home. On September 2nd, 1921, Stephen Sherman's body returned home to Minneapolis. The funeral service took place in the chapel here at Lakewood at 3:15 in the afternoon on the next day. Members of Stephen's college fraternity served as pallbearers. 8 Marines were present as a rifle squad at the burial which followed. Stephen Sherman's earthly remains lie in Section 24, Lot 438, Grave 5. I hope you'll take a moment and visit his grave and pay your respects before you head home. On this, the eve of the 100th anniversary of the Battle of Belleau Wood, we owe it to Stephen Sherman and all of his comrades in arms who died in World War to remember them and to honor them. Lieutenant Bert Baston, who appeared at the university in his Marine dress blues to recruit, was at Belleau Wood the same day, June 6th. He was badly wounded in both legs. He was a recipient also of the Distinguished Service Cross for extraordinary heroism. After a long, slow recovery, Baston served as assistant head football coach at the U for 18 years. He died in 1979. Certainly some of you here knew him. Bert Baston is also buried here at Lakewood in Section 8, Lot 386, Grave 6. Chateau Thierry, France is 7 hours ahead of Minneapolis. It's now evening there. Early this morning, at 2:45 a.m., while you were sleeping, a similar convocation was held at Ain-Marne American Cemetery, 42 acres at the foot of the hill on which Belleau Wood sits. 2,288 Americans are buried there. There is a memorial to another 1,060 whose graves are unknown. Among those buried in Ain-Marne American Cemetery in France are the following Marines from Minneapolis or St. Paul who served in the 20th Company with Sergeant Sherman and also were killed in action on June 6th at Belleau Wood. I believe that Sergeant Stephen Sherman would want you to hear their names today. Corporal Robert Fisher of Minneapolis, also recipient of the Distinguished Service Cross. Corporal Raymond B. Hess of St. Paul. Private Richard Wallace Dingle of St. Paul Park. 8 other Marines from the Twin Cities also died at Belleau Wood that day in other companies. They too are buried in Ain Marne, and there are other Minnesotans who died that day also buried there. There are so many amazing stories of special lives here in Lakewood Cemetery. Thank you for taking the time to be here today and to honor each and every one who gave their lives for our nation. Thank you.